Now we move on to sports, and that means NPR's Tony Cox is in the house. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Farai.
So we started our show with one story from the Olympics. What else have you got?
Well, a lot of questions, actually. Like, is swimmer Michael Phelps the greatest Olympian ever? And should we be worried that the redeem team has been winning by less than 30 points, 23 today over Greece, to be precise? And are sprinters being tested for drugs legitimately or unfairly harassed? These are a few of the topics on today's agenda with our resident sports guru, Bill Roden, the esteemed sports columnist for the New York Times. Hey, Bill.
The great Tony Cox. How you doing,
man? I'm great, man. You know, a week ago, you and I said, oh, man, I don't know if anybody's going to watch the Olympics. A week later, ratings are up. People are really getting jazzed about it, particularly beginning with that incredible opening ceremony. What's been the difference?
It was very exciting, Tony. You're right. I mean, the opening ceremonies were just spectacular, just spectacular at so many levels. And I think things will start off very bright. I think what you have to understand is that although the games are in China and Beijing, the United States is very, very much the subtext of these games. You know, and I think to an extent that I cannot remember in the Olympics I've covered, this is a great metaphor. You've got the established superpower of the United States taking on this emerging power. And in a bizarre way, the United States is almost somewhat of an underdog. And, you know, it started off in a very upbeat way for the United States with swimming and Michael Phelps winning the gold. So it's a very, I think this is, in addition to the competition, I think there is this us against them, this huge global wrestling match between the United States and China unfolding. And it's very intriguing, Tony.
You know, you talked about Michael Phelps. We have a bunch of topics we're going to try to get to, but we cannot go beyond Michael Phelps because of what he has been doing. Winning all of those gold medals, more than anyone else so far, does that make him the greatest athlete ever? Does winning medals make you the greatest?
Well, no. For the short answer is no. I mean, I think that what will happen is that he may turn in the most dominating performance by an Olympic athlete in an individual sport. I mean, I think we can say that if he goes ahead and he wins the eight gold medals. But in terms of the greatest athlete, I mean, Jesse Owens. I mean, there are a lot of great athletes.
Depends on the circumstances, doesn't it? All right, let's talk about this, because this could be the year of the greatest 100-meter finals in the history of the Olympic Games. Talking about Jesse Owens, Jamaica's Usain Bolt, Asafa Powell, America's Tyson Gay could set a new world record currently held by Bolt at 9.72 seconds. But there's been a cloud of sorts. Powell saying that he's been tested four times since he's been in Beijing. That means he's had a lot of blood taken. He says he fears he'll be too weak to compete in the top form. Is this harassment or fair game for these guys?
See, I think we're about to cross the line, and this is some of the problematic for me, Tony. We just referenced, you know, the great Michael Phelps story, very bright, you know, the U.S. swimmers taking all the medals, and not once has anybody suggested anything other than this is just great and hard work. And, you know, where swimmers have just been as notorious as track and field athletes for doping, albeit with human growth hormones. So now, as we begin to transition into track and field, sort of the issue is, you know, well, are they doping, and how can we erase this cloud? And Powell has said, you know, I've been tested almost seven times. They're taking blood, and it's bordering on harassment. So I think the track and field people have been unfairly used as sort of whipping post, where the swimmers have sort of been they've received adulation and just the great hard work and you know.
Well, wait a minute now, Bill. We got to say one thing though before we go on to the next topic about this, because there's no coincidence that three of the last five world champions in this event tested positive: Ben Johnson, Linford Christie, Justin Gatlin. So There's some smoke there in terms of
there's more than smoke.
Right,
but remember, there's fire. But remember, just before the games, a U.S. swimmer tested positive.
Okay, I see your point.
And, You know, so again, this I guess we just always have to monitor the coverage.
I follow you. Let's talk about USA basketball. Some folks are worried because they're winning by less than 30 points a game. Today they beat Greece 92-69. But you know what? This isn't the dream team. This is the redeemed team. Good, not great, right?
Well, you know, I mean, the redeemed team.
That's what they're calling it.
That's because you know we won the bronze. You know, we won the bronze in Athens, so that was a failure. And there again, Tony, without making a bigger deal of this, you see the tint of the coverage. You know, from the swimmers, and now we're kind of getting the track and field. And what if the American team doesn't win a gold? It's a failure.
Shouldn't it, given that team? That's supposed to be a failure.
Well, I think they should win the gold. But there's 1%. There's only a percent chance that they won't.
Right.
I mean, they should win the gold.
But they're not going to win by 30 points. They're not steamrolling over people. Those days are over, at least not.
You don't think so?
I don't. Well,
let's do dinner again.
That's Greece. All right. one more.
30 points.
One more before we get out of here, Bill Roden, and that's this. Spain. Maybe if they were in junior high, it would have been a dumb, stupid stunt, but these are grown men, and they took a team photo in which the members of the team held their eyes in a slanted position. Apologies, of course, have come from the Spaniards for people that they have offended. What's behind this, do you think? And what do you think would have happened had another team done this beside the Spaniards?
Well, I mean, I think it's ignorance, and you're right. They're acting like junior high kids. But, the judgment, how are you going to do that in Beijing? I mean,
that's just stupid.
Come on. I mean, it just takes insensitivity to another level.
It absolutely does. And by the way, for our audience, you can see the photo that we are talking about on our blog at newsandviews.com. One more note on that, though. Jason Kidd from the USA team said, now, if we had done it, the all-black team from the USA, that they would be run out of Beijing. And he wants the NBA commissioner to get involved because some of the Spanish players, including the Lakers' own Pau Gasol, play in the NBA.
Just let it alone.
Leave it go.
Just leave it go. Let the International Federation take care of it. Just concentrate on beating people by 30 points.
All right, we got about a minute left. I know that James Blake upset Roger Federer. We know that Serena lost to Dimitrieva. Anything you've seen so far really amaze you in the Olympics?
Well, you know what's very interesting, Tony, is the gymnasts. The Chinese gymnasts have just turned in an overwhelming performance, but now the U.S. Women's gymnastics team has kind of crowned sour grapes. They're saying that a number of the female gymnasts are really underage.
They're
16.
That's right. In fact, one girl is supposed to be 13 years old.
A break, Tony. You know, why don't we not fall off the balance beam? Why don't we just do our role first before complaining?
All right, we've run out of time. We will talk some more about the Olympics. Bill Roden is a sports columnist with the New York Times and author of $40 Million Slaves, The Rise, Fall, and Redemption of the Black Athlete. He joined us from the Charlie Esposito Studios on Martha's Vineyard.